My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Potego Mojapele, our aviation expert. But we're going to push him a little bit out of his comfort zone this afternoon. We're going to be chatting to him about bookings for December. Potego Mojapele, thank you for being with me again on Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
So, Potego, without a doubt, December is the very peak of the travel season. In your opinion, do you think it's too late for listeners to book affordable holidays if they haven't done so already?
Look, I think South Africa as a country, we do have the huge amount of places that we can go and do holiday in. We do not necessarily need to leave our shores and go somewhere else, unless you are that person who wants to explore other things other than what you currently have. But my thinking around all these things is that we should be able to get enough of work. I mean, enough of the places that we can go and go on without really having to jump onto a flight of 14 hours or 10 hours or so. I think we can do more here at home. There's so many places. Plattenberg Bay is one of the most popular places that have started booming in great numbers. There's so many Airbnbs that are there in Plattenberg Bay. And the nice thing about Plattenberg Bay is that you fly to George. There's not much of the people going towards that direction. So the flights are quite reasonable going to George, considering the fact that you have FlySaf Air introducing George out of Lanseria, and there's enough of other operators that operate to George out of Oor Tambo. So Plattenberg Bay, Knysna, as well as George, and then you can also go further to other places closer to the Tsitsikamas of this world, and there's enough around here. Furthermore, in Cape Town, if you are in Cape Town and you are really tired of the water and you don't want to be here, you now have an opportunity to go to Kruger and Woodspruit. There's SAF Air flight service out of Cape Town going to Kruger, going to Woodspruit, as well as Kruger Mpumalanga. Now, these are the things that you can do in South Africa. So I think that there's enough. If you don't want to fly, you can also be on the road, which is not the safest thing that I would prefer. I mean, I'm an aviator, so I wouldn't really take my clients away from the skies
and put them on the ground. I get it. You're pushing flights. I get it. I respect it as well, though, because I've traveled 15 hours on these roads, and it's not easy with the trucks on them. If you can possibly fly, I would recommend it. But I just want to take you up on something you said, because you said there's competition on the George route, and that prices aren't so bad. I had a look. Because initially I thought that would be a good route for me to fly to George. But the prices are outrageous at this time of the year to George. It is so much cheaper to fly to Gqeberha that there's actually nothing to even compare. And I don't understand why. And then while you're thinking about that, I also want you to address the cost of the Cape Town Hoedspruit route, because it's one thing to say that there's a new route, but what does it cost? Is it the same as an air ticket to Malawi? Or are we being taken advantage of? What's the story? Address those two issues for me, if you would.
Well, you do have a number of locals that wants to do the holiday around this time. All of us, we want to be out of our own homes. You probably be working in Cape Town, and home is in Mpumalanga, home is in Limpopo, far end of Limpopo, meaning that you will have to fly to Woodspruit and so on. Now you have the combination of the people that wants to move out of, to move around the country with huge numbers and around the same dates. If you look at the Christmas day, and you look at other days that are not necessarily in favorable for people to commute. Let's say the 16th of December, which is a public holiday, flights becomes reasonably priced there. But we must understand the supply and demand. There is that. When you have more people booking the tickets, and also the airlines would also want to cash on that. But at the same time, one might not even say it is purposely being done that way. There's a system that predicts the volume of passengers. When you go onto Sirium system, Sirium will tell you at this particular time there would be a prediction of a spike on the price tickets, and therefore airlines also cushion themselves around that. And it's a standard thing that happens. Whether it's more expensive than flying to Malawi from Johannesburg, unfortunately, it's supply and demand. It's economics that works there. It's not intentional, but it is what the economy dictates for the airlines to price their tickets on those dates.
Potecho, so how do we score the best possible deal at this very late stage? Are there days? I mean, I think rumor has it that Wednesday is a good day to travel. Does one need to fly on Christmas Day and return on New Year's Day? And what sites or how does one crack this? Is it Google Flights? How does one achieve the best possible deals that happen to be available right now?
So you go to, I'm going to give my high FM listeners, because they listen to this they listen to my analysis all the time. I'm going to give you a very good site that you can score a good percentage of traveling. You need to go on a site called edreams.com. If you go on edreams.com, edreams have association with different suppliers, and all the time they will give you a 10%. If your flight is it's about 2,000 rand, you always get it more than 10% less on eDreams. So you go on eDreams, but you must first start on googleflights.com. If you go on that, then it will give you alternative, and then you select on whichever who you want to book with. But preferably just wait for midnight. If you wait for midnight, past midnight. So what happens is that during the day, like now, most of the travel agencies that have access to the systems, yeah, they hold the ticket. They are not necessarily booking the tickets, but they hold. Now, when it hits midnight, the system automatically releases those tickets. Now, those seats become available. Yeah. So just after midnight, you should be able to pick up those tickets that have been released, or you can wait for 1 o'clock in the morning and then you can make your booking around that time. But and even congestion is not that much on the system, so you are able to score much more, and it becomes easier for you to get the decent discounts on the tickets. But obviously Wednesday is your best bet to do that. Wednesday
so
night and Tuesday night. Yes.
Interesting. One last question for you. The story about cookies on your computer, that the system recognizes you're interested in a particular route, so it doesn't discount it. Do you believe that one should clear your cookies or go in with a VPN? Does it make any difference whatsoever to the price outcome that you're going to receive?
You need to, there are two things that you need to realize here, is that all the suppliers and the marketing and all the computer marketing, computer-generated marketing tools that are installed on the softwares, they will always be there, whether you clear them or you don't clear them. What you need to identify is the source of your booking. Where do you normally do your bookings? If it's eDreams, stay with the eDreams. If it's there's so many services, like if you are in America, you've got other suppliers that are there. But for me, my choice would be, or my advice to the listeners, is to choose one. Even if you can have the cookies around there that pops up at any given time, you know this is not what you would prefer to use, and you would use what you think is worth to be taken for your booking, to be chosen for your booking.
Interesting stuff, Potecho. Thanks for that bit of advice. eDreams.com, that's worth having a look at, that is for sure. Thank you for your input this afternoon. Much appreciated.
And you subscribe to them for you to be able to get those discounts. And once you subscribe to them, you then can also get a regular discounts that would not anybody would get. Also, let me just add something here, very interesting for you to understand, is that I don't know if you know that SAFAir sometimes early last month, they had run something called bidding tickets for 10 tickets. You bid for 10 tickets. So what they have done in that case, I just want to explain. I know I'm out of time. I just want to explain this. If you can, you can buy those tickets. They range from 9,000 rand for 10 tickets, and you can use them as much as you want to. It does not matter
Wow.
how expensive the ticket at that particular time that you're booking. So some of us that are in the industry, even if I don't need to buy, I do have them. I will always go onto that and pick up maybe 20 and help whoever needs help from me and that particular. So it's important that our listeners also pay attention to that. For those that like to do domestic, Safair has that, and it does help a lot in terms of how you want to move around the country with your family. Utilizing the services of Safair, it does becomes much handy. I guess listeners are not necessarily into these things, but whenever that special comes, do take advantage of it because it will save your money during this time and during the Easter times, you are able to utilize those tickets and they are valid for 12 months when you get them.
Astounding. That sounds wonderful. I've never heard of that before, but thanks, for alerting me to that. Thank you, Putejo.